I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And I'm glad you could join me for this show today. You know what? I've got some stuff for you. It's been a while since I've had stuff. And that's why it's been a while since I've done a show. I don't mean to take so long to do shows. I'm trying. I really am. At any rate, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes, indeed. I'm getting used to my buttons. A little better at it. Not great, but a little. What are you going to do? Anyway, we do have some things for you on the show this week. I just realized that the button that I said last time I was going to set up, I didn't set up. I have to remember to do that sometime. But not today. Okay. Anyway, let's take a look at the old blog, shall we? That's what reminded me, because that was one of the things I was going to set up, is the blog information. But that's okay. I can always put it in post. That's what post is for. Oh, my. Anyway, see, if I did these shows more often, I know what you're thinking. If I did these shows more often, I'd get better at it. But if I got better at it, I'd be all professional. And what good would that be? Anyway, the old beard's getting a little scraggly. I've got to trim this. Do something with it. You know, it just doesn't look right. It's okay. Anyway, I'm staring off into space thinking about things I should be thinking. I should concentrate. I should focus on the show. Okay. As you know, we had the sports ball event recently called the Super Bowl. I don't do sports ball, so I didn't watch it. But I saw that the Super Bowl commercials had been released during the Super Bowl, the new ones, and one of them was awesome. I'm talking awesome and geeky, and that is the Walmart. Yes, Walmart commercial for their pickup service. You can pick things up at Walmart by ordering them in advance and then go there and pick them up. At any rate, they had one they call Famous Visitors, and I have a link to it on the blog. The blog, of course, being drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. Go there and play the extended cut version. Now, you need to watch the extended cut version of the Famous Visitors that are highly geeky at Walmart, of all places. Who knew that Walmart could be so geeky? At any rate, have you ever tried to play Netflix, and as you go into Netflix, it starts playing things, and you go, get off of that and go to something else. I don't want to see that. And it just goes to the next thing. It wants to play that. And it's like, drives you nutty. Well, worry not, my geeky comrades. You can now cut that off. Netflix finally acquiesced to all the people that were saying, please, let me cut that off. So here's what you do. You go to your Netflix account on the web. By the way, I went by McDonald's earlier and got an unsweet tea. I like unsweet tea, particularly with stevia. And no, I'm not advertising this as a, sponsor of the program. But Now Foods Better Stevia is the best stevia, I'm just saying. But they're not paying me to say that. I just really believe it. And if you get unsweet tea, which is that white cup in front of a white light, makes the like the funny, but that's okay. I'm going to put it down. If you get Unsweet Tea and sweet it with stevia, it's awesome. And I keep it in my pocket for just that reason. At any rate, Netflix. Sign into your Netflix account on the web. Click your profile photo in the upper right and choose Manage Profiles. Then choose the profile you want to disable autoplay on. Beneath the option, and you'll find profile name, language, etc. And you'll see a section where you can disable autoplay. I appreciate that, Netflix. I just don't like it when I float over things and they start playing. I never have. A new version of Vivaldi is now available. I just was notified. I heard a dingle. I was notified on my screen that I have a new version of Vivaldi to download. Well, isn't that special? So I'm telling you so you can get your new version of Vivaldi. Some of you are saying, what's Vivaldi? It's a really cool web browser. Now, I know I told you about Brave, and I use Brave, too. But Vivaldi is kind of like the very fastest web browser. It just never fails. Nobody ever calls me. And yet, when I do a show, ooh, and it's Ben. Hold on. Hello? Okay, sorry to cut away there, but that was my son Ben, the Game Master himself, calling from Missouri, because that's where he lives now, which I'm a little bummed about. He's that far away, but it sounded like he was right next door on the phone, the old cell phone, which is pretty cool. Anyway, so I had to stop and take that, so that's why I cut away for a second, because it was just, you know, a phone call. He wanted to test and see if his phone was working, believe it or not. He doesn't get phone calls just like I don't normally get phone calls, and yet when I'm on air, so to speak, when I'm recording my show, that's when I get phone calls. Anyway, back to the show. LibreOffice 6.4 is out, and it has great new features and has a lot of improvements to its Microsoft Office compatibility, particularly in the spreadsheet arena. I have a video on the aforementioned drbill.tv blog, which you can watch and see the new features. Now, Geek Software of the Week. I know. Hold on. Fred, play the Geek Software of the Week drum roll. Thank you. It's not official, he says, without the Geek Software of the Week drum roll. I mean, that's one of the few things he does in the show anymore. So he wants me to do that. So there you go. So I keep watching the screen because it's what I'm about to talk about, which is the Geek Software of the Week. So it throws me off a little bit. Anyway, we have a twofer. Two Geek Software of the Weeks. I actually had a third, but I'm going to save it. You may have seen me tweet out about this other Geek Software of the Week, but I'm going to save that for the next one because it's a little more expanded in what I want to talk about that. So, rather than that, I will talk about these two. The first is the Eraser Utility. The Eraser Utility is an advanced security tool for Windows which allows you to completely remove sensitive data from your hard drive by overwriting it several times with a carefully selected pattern or patterns. It is currently supported under Windows XP, 2003, Service Pack 2, Vista, Windows Server 2008, Windows 10, etc. And it's free software and its source code is released under the new software, open source software license. Okay? So Eraser, it's good to secure your disks, particularly if you're about to give them away or sell them or whatever. So very cool. You can install it on Windows and use it. Pretty straightforward. Not a lot to talk about there, but that was one thing that I needed this week that I found and used, and so I wanted to tell you about it. The other thing I found a few weeks ago is one called Penta. Not Pinto, like the car. The old car, you know, that was a bit of a death trap. But Pinta with an A. It is a Windows Paint or GIMP light type image manipulation package. As we all know, the GIMP is Graphics Image Manipulation Package. Well, Pinta is a free and open source program for drawing and image editing. I love open source. It's just awesome. The goal of Pinta is to provide users with a simple yet powerful way to draw and manipulate images on Linux, Mac, Windows, and BSD Unix. Okay? Now, Pinta, I call it kind of GIMP Lite. It is multilingual. It has a full history where you can go back, you know, in time and so forth. It has multiple layers. It has a workspace with docked windows if you want to use those, floating windows. And it allows you to manipulate images. And it's simple to use, which is really handy. Now, the GIMP can have a little bit of a learning curve. I know that. And so that's why I wanted to share Pinta with you. Very light, very easy to install, and you will greatly like Pinta. All right. Moving on to the next item. Item three, I think. I'm not keeping up. What do I know? Anyway, Logitech's new Stream Cam. This just was released mere days ago. Maybe just yesterday, I think, as I remember back. This camera, called the Stream Cam, looks pretty good. And as I say in the article here, I'm looking forward to trying it out. I also saw a demo online of the software that comes with it. And the software is a lot different than the usual Logitech webcam software. It gives you the ability to switch between two Logitech Stream Cams. So, in other words, you could set it up so that you had two Stream Cams and the software will allow you to switch between them like a regular video switcher in a professional production, and or let you put a window up of, let's say, yourself, and then a window up of something else. The guy was demonstrating playing a guitar and showing that as an inset in the image using just the Logitech software, which I thought was pretty cool. It has a maximum resolution of 1080p at 60 frames per second in MPEG, Motion, JPEG video. It has smart auto focus and exposure. It has a field of view of 78 degrees, so that's a wide angle. It connects to your PC with a USB 3.1, you know, USB 3 connector. So if you don't have a USB 3 connector on your PC, you'd have to get an adapter. Let you know that. All right. It has built-in stereo dual microphones. And it has a lens that is f2.0 with a focal length of 3.7 millimeters. Looks pretty good. I'm looking forward to trying it. I want to try that one out. All right. And then finally on the show today, I want to show you Manjaro Linux. Now, you might say, yeah, but Dr. Bill, the last show, you showed us Zorin Lite. Are you bouncing to another version of Linux? Of course I am. I like Manjaro. It looks cool. So, let's go into that demo.
All right, today right now, we're going to look at installing Manjaro Linux. I've created a virtual instance here under VirtualBox.
Basically just set up the hard drive as a 16 gig hard drive with 4 gig of memory. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go out and grab the minimal install of Manjaro, depending on how you want to pronounce it. And we're going to crank up VirtualBox. This is VirtualBox version 6. And we immediately come to the start screen. So let's boot Manjaro. I'm going to move this window around just a bit so it'll be a little more centered. That's the so-called OCD in me.
I used to call it the monkishness because there was a show called Monk where the detective had OCD, and basically that's what the show, one of the big issues of the show was how he dealt with things, and he was always straightening things and all that. And I'm not making fun of that at all. I mean, I literally do have a desire to center things and arrange things. So I understand it, okay? I don't see it as a disability of any kind on my part. It's just I like symmetry. So there you go. Boy, I could get myself in all kinds of politically incorrect trouble with that, but I didn't mean it that way. Anyway, we're looking at Manjaro Linux. I'm going to move right along here. We're looking at Manjaro Linux. And what I have done is booted into Manjaro from the ISO directly. I'm getting mail there. Let me close that out. And that will bring us to a screen. So if you were to burn the ISO onto a CD, which hardly anybody ever does anymore, most people don't even have CDs in their machines, so I'm dating myself. But if you were to set it up on a USB stick or something like that and boot off of that on your machine, you would come to a screen very similar to this. This is the first running off of the ISO version image of Manjaro Linux. Now, I wanted to show you Manjaro because I'm really impressed with it. Couple of things before we get started. This allows you to launch the installer, which is what we're going to do. This screen that comes up initially. You can also come over here and launch it from an icon right here on the desktop. But I'm going to go ahead and launch the installer here. We're going to go ahead and install it into the virtual machine I have here running on VirtualBox. Now, the reason I wanted to show you Manjaro, and you can see here, this is version 18.1.5. Jiraiya, American English, so we'll pick next. And New York time zone. I'm not in New York, but that's the time zone. And then a standard keyboard. Now, before you go any further, this is where you have options. All right. We'll talk more about why Manjaro in just a little while and give you a little more detail, but I wanted to go through the installation because there's a couple of things you really need to pay attention to here. You can do manual partitioning, which I wouldn't really necessarily recommend. You can if you want to. And you can choose to erase the disk. Now, in this case, this is a VirtualBox hard disk, so that's okay. We don't have anything on it, so we're going to choose erase. But stop. Don't go any further. It is telling you it'll delete all the data. We understand that. That's normal. But the swap file. By default, there's no swap file. Now, I don't know about you, but I like a little bit of a swap. And this will create a small one, one that will allow you to do everything except hibernate, okay, because it is such a small swap, 1.6 gigabyte swap file. All right. Now, if I were to choose swap with hibernate, it would create a larger swap file. And actually, it may not even have enough space to do that because I'm only building this on a 16 gigabyte virtual drive. Okay. So it probably doesn't have enough space for that. That's why it didn't show us anything there. But I'm going to go ahead and set it up with a swap and with no hibernate, and that's why it's going to do that. Then let's go on to next, and this is where you can type in your personal information, and I'm going to go ahead and set it up like I would normally, and we're going to call this Manjaro. All right, and then I'm going to use my super secret password, which, of course, I'm not going to tell you what my super secret password is because it's a super secret password. Stop again. This is another important point. Use the same password for the administrator account. Most Linuxes or Linuxi do that by default Manjaro doesn't. You can choose to set up a root account and call it root and have a separate password. I like to be able to do a sudo in Linux using my own account, so I'm going to say use the same password for the administrator account. Okay? So you need to check that. Stop and check that. Go on to next. Then it's going to tell you everything that it's about to do, which is fine. So we're going to install it, and it's going to say, if you don't want to erase this disk, you better stop. But we, of course, want to, so we're going to say install now. And it's going to go ahead and go through and tell you about Manjaro. So while it's doing that, I'll talk a little bit about Manjaro, too. Manjaro is based on Arch Linux. Arch Linux is a Linux that is preferred by a lot of Linux professionals because it allows you to build and affect your own Linux. All right. Manjaro lets you do that too because it has a version called Manjaro Architect, which is a net installer that allows you to essentially build it to your liking. Now, what I'm running is the minimal install for XFCE, okay, which is the version of the graphical interface, and I like that interface because it is simple and it's very light. It's great for light hardware, which is what I'm really into, is light hardware these days. Now, notice it says it has a lot of ways of managing packages. They have a package manager called Pac-Man, cute, and two different GUI options, Octopi and PayMac or PAMAC. Pac-Man works very well. I like it. But anyway, I wanted to mention that this is based on Arch Linux, and Arch Linux is really a bit arcane for most Linux users. They're not going to want to fool with all of the stuff you have to do yourself. I like to let it be a little more automated and save me some time. So it's based on Arch, and Manjaro has done a lot of the work for you of choosing and configuring certain things. Now, I chose the minimal install because it installs no software by default that you may not want. Now, in the industry, that's sometimes called bloatware. All right, but in Linux, well, even Linux has bloatware, stuff that they install as part of the package that you really just don't want. If you choose the regular ISO for Manjaro, for instance, you get the option to either install LibreOffice or OpenOffice or no Office Suite at all. Okay? And they get a little bit of a kickback from OpenOffice to do that, which is a bit of a no-no in the Linux world. Okay? So they have this minimal install version. If you download this ISO and use it, then it eliminates even that whole question. You won't even have an Office Suite installed at all with the minimal install. Then you can choose to install whatever you want. Now, I usually install LibreOffice by default. That's my preferred Office package. And so I would probably have installed it anyway. But it also installs a lot of other, what I personally consider kind of bloatware, stuff that I don't want or need. And so I'd rather have the minimal install version. So I mentioned all of that to tell you why I chose the minimal install and let you decide what you want to put in your install of Manjaro. Other than that, I really like Manjaro. It's fast. It's lean. It runs very quickly on even older hardware. And it's got a look that to me is very clean looking and very modern looking. And I think it really comes across well for users that are typically used to Windows. Okay? So that's a big feature. If I'm going to recommend this to folks, and they've usually been installing and using Windows, and a lot of people don't even install Windows, they just use it because that's what comes with their with their system. But now we've gone through the entire install. But what I was going to say is that Manjaro is really handy for those Windows users. Now I'm going to choose the restart now. I'm going to click done, and it's going to go ahead and restart Manjaro, and it's going to run it this time not off of the ISO that we selected. This time it's going to boot off of the virtual drive that we set up for this install. So what it's doing now, it's running a stop job that's going to clean up after itself all the stuff that it saved in memory. Part of why it is so fast is that it makes use of memory. And if you've got a system that has a decent amount of memory, now for instance, one of the physical systems I installed it on had 8 gig, which these days for Windows is not considered a ton of memory. But for Linux, that's a lot of memory, okay? So I have installed it on that machine. It's my mail system coming up. I'll get rid of that. But I've installed it on that machine with 8 gig of memory, and of RAM, that is. And it has a 240 gig solid-state drive. And I'm telling you what, it flies. Manjaro is fast. One of the things I said that I like so much about Zorin last time, the Zorin Lite, which is the minimal install, is how fast it is. And Manjaro is, to me, every bit as fast. The thing I like about Manjaro being a version of Arch is that Manjaro has the ability to install. Now, see, it came up with the off of the ISO again. And I know why that is. And, of course, it's going to go ahead and go into that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shut down this machine. Should have thought of that, but I was talking. You know how it is when you're talking. Come on. Let me just do it this way. Power off. I know you normally wouldn't power off a machine, but that's okay. What I'm going to do here is go into settings, and I'm going to go to storage, and I'm going to remove this quote-unquote CD. You know how it is. and we're going to remove that. All right, now it will boot off the actual system drive. So I'm going to go ahead and restart it so we can get back into it. But the thing about it is, what it has, what I like about Manjaro being based on Arch, is that within the Pac-Man software manager, you have OBS available, which is Open Broadcasting Software. And OBS, when you choose it from there, will install it very cleanly. And this is true of a lot of other Linuxes. But I was reading that Manjaro had really good support for OBS. And so that's why I wanted to do that. That's why I installed it on my little Intel NUC and, you know, to experiment with. And that's what got me started down this road of, hey, let's show everybody Manjaro, okay? So that was the original purpose. So let me go in here now and log in with my super secret password. And we're going to go ahead and log into the system. Now, this is, of course, running off of a virtual machine under Windows on my PC. So we're going to let that go ahead and come up. Like I said, this thing is so fast on physical hardware, it is unbelievable. But we're running the virtual machine here. And I've got some overhead from other stuff that's running on my computer, as you might imagine. Okay, so what I want to do here, there's that window that comes up. Matter of fact, I'm going to turn that off so it won't come up again. All right, and then I'm going to come over here. We're going to go to System. And let's look at, actually, I think it's under Settings. Yeah, Display. Okay. Come on. Oops, I picked the wrong thing. Hold on, let me look. Settings. Configure screen settings. Yeah, that's what I wanted. All right. So I'm going to choose, I believe that one will work. Yeah, okay. That will throw it up full screen. So let me close that out. Now, actually, no, that's a little too big. Let me go back down here. We're just a little too large. Go to settings and display once again. But let's try something a little less. How about that? Yeah, that's a little better. I want it to be a little bit larger where we can see it clearly, but not necessarily the whole screen. So here we go. This is what you've got. Terminal emulator, this is under favorites. Web browser, which is just a very simple web browser. And let me just go through all of these separate headings here. Accessories, graphics, Midori web browser, very simple. Multimedia, Office, settings, system. All right. And the thing is, these are all from the minimal install. There's not a lot there. So what we want to do is we want to go into the Pac-Man manager here. And you go up here and click the little magnifying glass. And we can do, for instance, VLC. That's one of my favorite things to install. And notice it's listed in here. We click install and apply. It's going to say, hey, I need to do all these dependencies. So we want to choose those. And it's going to ask for the old super secret password again. And then it's going to do the install. And you'll notice down here it will synchronize databases, which is basically running an update of the databases, and then it will do the install. And once all that completes, it will come up here with a little icon where it shows that you could actually, dependencies. We want to do all that. Yes. Okay. It's going to do the download and the install. And then it's going to come up here and give you a button. Instead of install button, it's going to give you an uninstall button. All right, so in other words, this Pac-Man manager is going to allow you to manage your software both installing and uninstalling cleanly. Again, very nice that it does that and does a clean install and uninstall from its repository of software. It's really cool. So now the very first time that you run this, it's going to set up that Arch Linux key ring. The Arch Linux repository key ring is a way to encrypt the traffic of the download of the software so that people don't see what you're doing over the web. Okay, so that's kind of handy right there. But it does all that in the background. See, I didn't have to set that up. I didn't have to do anything special. It's just going to handle all that for me. And I like that. I like it when it doesn't treat me like an idiot, you know, but it does mundane things that I would have to do on my own, you know what I'm saying? And it simplifies it. So that's pretty cool. Now, it's finished, and it will finish up here. Let's see. Let me go through here. This is what it did. Yes. This is basically a rundown of everything it did in the background. But when it completes, it will then go ahead and go back to that screen. I'm just going to go ahead and get out of here. Because eventually it will come back and put a red button here for uninstall of that. But same thing with LibreOffice. I'm going to go ahead and type that. For sake of time, I'm going to speed things up just a bit. Now notice when I click LibreOffice, it also installed LibreOffice Math. That is a separate item, which you can either choose to install or uninstall. Okay? If you choose LibreOffice, it's going to install it for you. Again, kind of nice that it does that and keeps up with things that it needs. Now, you notice that 6.3.4-2 That is a very recent version, but it's not 6.4, which is the most recent version from this week. So if you wanted the most recent, you'd have to go and pull it down. The other thing is, for my other computer curmudgeon buddy, yes, it does have the Brave browser out there. And I'm going to go ahead and install that as well, because I like using Brave. He turned me on to Brave, and I really do like that. It blocks ads and trackers by default. And this is the latest binary release for Linux that it's going to install. So, anyway, I like Manjaro a lot. You can come down here and click on this icon, and it will bring up and check for updates and install all the updates that are necessary for updating the software and keeping that going. But this is just a really clean, nice version of Linux. And as you can see, very simple and easy to use. You can search for things you want over here, you know, that you might want to. Of course, it's not finished installing, so it's not going to fire VLC yet, but once it finishes, it will be in the list. But let's try web. See, there's the web browser. So you can see, you can even look for software that way. Really nice version of Linux. Very clean, very fast. And I'm giving it the thumbs up. I like it a lot. I may actually replace Zorin on my laptop with this. Yeah, I know. Just can't decide. But I really like this version of Linux, and I wanted to show it to you. See, what did you think? Did you like it? I like Manjaro. I think it looks very, very fast and light. Now, it didn't look very fast there in the VirtualBox. I was trying to say open source. The VirtualBox demo that I did because of all the overhead of the PC running in the background. But I had a lot of stuff open. I shouldn't have done that. But on a dedicated hardware, the thing is lightning fast, I'm telling you. So, if you're looking for a good Linux, Manjaro might just be the one for you. This is the first of what I'm going to call the Linux distros of the week. Kind of like the Geek Software of the Week. And as you know, I don't always have a Geek Software of the Week, so it's not like I'm promising that every week I'll come out with a new Geek Software of the Week, a new Linux version of the week. But it just falls into line with my style. And I'm all about style. Yeah. Anyway, join us again next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillDaily.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.